Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com, DebatePhysics.com. And we have sort of someone to debate with, but frankly, yeah, he's really not up to it. In terms of what's the point, because he's not debating the physics, he's debating some slogan, you know, an accusation that just doesn't serve any purpose. So he, you know, he used in a previous video the word magic to describe six elemental bits to a universe. So I've named the tune in six notes. It's a really small number of notes. You know, the conventional theory of physics has hundreds of notes in it, hundreds of fields, antiparticles, all kinds of bizarre interactions, spins, and all kinds of nuance, color, all kinds of stuff. So thousands of notes, you could even argue, the conventional standard model. And certainly that's the first thing you're competing with, you know, is the standing model, the one everybody is saying is somewhere towards the truth. It's the big elephant in the room kind of thing that you're trying to replace with something more rational. All right, so the accusation of magic in this context is just, it's like saying spooky action or woo or whatever. It's just an insult, frankly. And it's intended to be an insult, like Einstein saying, well, what do you think, the moon disappears when you stop looking at it? You know, what are you, stupid? So, yeah, I don't know how constructive that is an argument. But so I pointed it out, and I tried to explain how, no, it's not magic, it's only six things. I mean, six tiny little things, two kinds of force, two kinds of matter, two kinds of interactions. It's a very simple model, okay? It's a model displayed. Again, he's seen the simulation. I mean, he's seen this, okay? And the fact is it works. It creates attraction and repulsion appropriately. It creates charges that look exactly like Maxwell's drawings. They're doing exactly what Maxwell's charges do. You know, it's a model that's fitting the evidence. So again, he's arguing that somehow something I have said doesn't fit an experiment, when I'm the one who has argued all kinds of experiments. Linac, you know, all the slit experiments, diffraction gradients, parapolarizing film. We just go through all the experiments. I've shown the experiments. I mean, this is just such a bullshit accusation. So I think I gave him a polite enough opportunity to retract the insulting rhetoric, and it's just insulting. So yeah, but he wouldn't do that. Instead, he's doubling down on it. So anyway, this is just going to be a long video arguing how people argue and just pointing out how useless their arguments are, how they're really not on the subject, how, what's the point of how, you know, if people can't do better than this, you're never going to get anywhere, okay? You can't make any progress if you're going to keep saying, you're a sinner, God says so, or some kind of crap like that. It's just useless. All right, anyway. All right, so let's just start with the word magic and the idea of what you're trying to do. And so he thinks the experiments aren't the magic trick. And my argument would be, they're the magic. The experiments have an outcome that we have to explain. And again, I would argue that we still haven't done this one yet, okay? That this simple little thing happening all the time, you know, we still haven't gotten this one where we have a drawing, a model, okay, where science says, and it actually makes some sort of sense. They just magically say, well, there's some sort of attraction thing that happens and it's pulled towards the Earth. So I've pointed out how, well, you can sort of understand the difference between pull and push. You know, that push is really easy and pull is not so easy elementally. that's not a magical point to make about the experiment. That's a valid point to make about the experiment, that if we're going to find a reason why it's happening, the simplest reason is probably going to have something to do with pushing, not pulling. Okay. Now, you can't even agree with that? Oh, okay. Then, yeah, we really can't have a conversation. Okay, a civil one, I guess. So anyway, so the point is that the tricks are the experiments. The experiments don't sit there and show anything in black and white. Again, Einstein's relativity. Do we have black and white experiments that show the geodesic or show the fact that somehow things do all the things they have to do to trick, okay, perception, that the clock actually is counting time? The clock isn't broken. The clock isn't being mechanically distorted and therefore collecting time wrong, counting time wrong. Or can we understand that now it's probably likely the clocks are breaking? That, yes, we put clocks in different environments, they break. And atomic clocks can also break, in the sense that you can distort them by changing their physical environment. Is that really a magical explanation? No, I don't think it is. So anyway, it is just rude is what it is. And so let's just play this garbage. And I will point out at every place where he's just talking shit.
Welcome back to the channel. This is a response to Drass Physics. I triggered Gary by using the word magic.
And it would trigger anyone, okay? It's just an insult. So all your, like I said, if I called yours just gremlin woo or pixie poo, you know, yours is just pixie poo. You know, you don't have anything real. These are all invented. You're inventing all kinds of circumstances that exist. Well, there's a bunch of positrons. He loves the word positron. Well, you don't have even proven there a positron exists. You think there's experiments that actually prove a positron? There's no other possible explanation for the experiments that don't really show anything. I mean, they show a squiggly line, okay, that looks just like a proton, by the way. But they called it a positron. I mean, go back to the original experiment. The experiment was done 6 times before somebody said the word positron. So 5 other guys did the same experiment before the guy who called it a positron. And of course, they didn't win any Nobel Prizes and didn't get credited for anything because they all said proton, 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 proton. And it was the guy who said positron. Yeah, he's the one who invented it. Yeah, but the five other guys, oh yeah, they didn't know it was a positron because it looked like a proton. So go ahead, talk this shit.
So I'm going to explain what I mean by magic and why is it...
What is there for me to argue with this fucking word? It's just an insult. You just hurled an insult for no good reason. All right, all the dissidents are on this really defensive circumstance. We're all fighting the Goliath. And you think I'm going to take it as some sort of constructive criticism for you to say I'm doing exactly what they're doing, which is inventing dark matter or some other bullshit. Bullshit I am. Okay? It's a bullshit accusation. Again, I spelled it out. It's right there in the picture. You're calling it magic to believe in electrons and protons and to believe in charge and to model it perfectly. I mean, nearly perfectly. I mean, to, with the simplest possible mechanism, create both phenomenon of attraction and repulsion in fewer notes than anybody has ever even suggested. And you're calling it magic. And I'm not supposed to be insulted. Fuck you. Too silly.
That Drass Physics's hypothesis is, in fact, magic. So what do we think of...
So again, he's saying any hypothesis that stipulates the existence of some kind of things in the universe, in his opinion, is magic. Because if you can't videotape the creation of them, forget it. You have no hope to satisfy his definition of magic. And he will scrutinize everyone else's theory this way except his own. So his duplicity and hypocrisy is pretty glaring.
We think of magic. So you think of like a magician and he's got a hat and somehow he reaches into the hat and he pulls out a rabbit, right? That's magic.
All right, so I'm speeding it up because yes, it's whatever it is, 10 minutes or 8 minutes, and it's going to take a while to get through it. He says a lot of shit. All right. So again, the whole point is the description, it's just detective work. And you're basically saying that you have a ludicrous theory of the crime. It's not a ludicrous theory of the crime. It's not a made-up theory of the crime. It's really, really devoted to the whole purpose, which is to realize that the small universe is probably doesn't have computers in it. Okay, the elemental universe probably doesn't have computers flying around. All right, it's going to be simpler things, not more complicated things. And I've reduced it to, as I would just argue, you can't get much simpler. There's so few moving parts and so few functions. Again, six of them, I can just describe them. There's little bits called force that moves the speed of light, okay? Gravity, magnetism, electric fields, all that stuff is force moving the speed of light. So it's the speed of force. All right, made that point over and over again. You think that's an invalid point somewhere? You have some argument that the other forces don't move the same speed as the speed of light? There's something moving faster? I don't think so. And the whole reason why there's a speed limit for a battery, I've pointed out, is, well, if the stuff pushing has a speed and you can't go faster than the things pushing you. Duh. Okay, I mean, you can't go faster than the forklift. The forklift can only lift you up, push you somewhere. You can't go faster than the forklift can go. Anyway. And then there's two kinds of matter, electrons and protons, and then there's two interactions, okay? It reflects off or it pushes. I mean, you can't make it much simpler than this. And he calls it magic. It's just amazing bullshit.
How is that magic? Well, for one thing is that there's absolutely no explanation for...
Okay, so this video, so he's made a video where he takes the whole screen on his computer. He has my image in it, then he puts his video on top of the video image with all this extra crap in it. You can't read anything on your board, Franklin. So, I mean, you're not demonstrating that you're, Mr. Logic exactly, in the sense that, what the fuck? You can't figure out that there's no point in you writing anything on this board because you can't see a fucking thing?
Ugh. This particular phenomenon. In fact, everything that we know about hats and rabbits say that just cannot happen.
All right, so there's nothing I'm said that he said. He hasn't refuted anything with a just cannot happen or any kind of argument. He's just slandering me with the word magic in this vague and what part of this is too outside the realm of possibility? And again, eventually the model, okay, the animation is going to be, the simulation is going to be completed, and it's going to show it all happening, all right? So it already works, and it's going to work better and better and better. And, whatever, you've shot your bolt, and it's bullshit.
So that's one characteristic. Another characteristic is that you have to think of it as an act of faith.
It's a bullshit. There's no act of faith. No one's being required to believe in something that has no evidence supporting it. So the whole point is that I've done about 6 million drawings of how it works. It's not an act of faith. All right, none of it. Not a single bit of it is an act of faith. Every single bit of it is an explanation that shows exactly how the mechanism works. See, there's a mechanical mechanism. It shoots the flowers up. When he bends his wrist all the way this way, a little trigger fires. This little flower thing pops up. I mean, it's an explanation of why it happens. All right, and how it happens. And it's well detailed. So again, just bullshit that I would ever ask anybody to believe anything on faith. Bullshit. There's damn good reason. There's real footprints from this Jesus, okay? So you want to say it's some sort of bizarre, abominable snowman, and then you're going to say there's no evidence for it. No, there's pretty goddamn strong evidence. I mean, yeah, we don't have a videotape, but you have a lot of circumstantial evidence that points right at it.
Anytime you hear someone justify something like this, pulling rabbits out of hats, as it just happens, or it's fundamental, or there are some things...
There are some things that are fundamental, so even your own theory is going to have to accept that, I didn't make positrons. I don't know how they're made, but yes, they exist as a sea in between everything. which again is a stupid and idiotic theory because positrons would be affected by gravity. And so what are you talking about? How the fuck are they hanging around in empty space if they're affected by gravity?
You just cannot explain. So whenever you hear those kinds of explanations, those are magic, okay? Now, there are certain things which might seem like magic, and sometimes you don't need to have, sometimes there are things that happen that you simply cannot explain.
All right, so again, the whole point of the argument is that I've eliminated all of that. I'm giving you explanations. I'll tell you exactly how the two-slit experiment happens, pretty much. I mean, I can't show you the exact impact between the force and the electron, but we already know photons are scattered by electrons. The explanation works. It accounts for the small amount of light that the fringes are made out of. You know, all of that. I can go through all those. I've already made these videos, and you're just discounting them with this bullshit. You just do, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because it's not my theory. Oh, fuck you. You know, I'm disappointed in myself for wasting time reading your papers because apparently you won't give anybody else any such benefit of paying any attention.
However, we have usually experiments to demonstrate whatever weird thing that we cannot.
Right, exactly. What so experiment did you point to? I've never seen you point to any experiments, frankly, in just some sort of vague reference. They have found, they have said, or some kind of bullshit like that. So I haven't seen you explain anything. Well, you want to explain to me how an interferometer works? I mean, how does the beam splitter work? Does it actually create two equal splitting of light? Are both beams of light exactly the same? You haven't come close to detailing any experiment.
Explain. For example, say superconductivity. That's a very mysterious thing. There are some...
Well, frankly, it's not that mysterious if you understand that, well, what's the problem with electricity going through a wire? Well, there is a tiny diminishment in its speed. The thing you will notice is that it doesn't go the speed of light. It goes slower than the speed of light. And you know, part of the reason for that is there's still chaos in the wire. The wire's got heat in it. So it's doing this thing, and it's trying to send a straight line. And it's going through stuff that's doing this. So you can sort of understand that, yeah, the line's not going to be as straight as it could be. So the timing's not going to be exactly the same. That is, if you're going to have an effect induced in the wire, that is, if you're going to induce something like magnetism, the induction will be slowed down a little bit by the fact that in a hot environment, the induction always lags. And what superconductivity does is it takes away the lag. The induction is more instantaneously connected to the source of the producer of the effect. And so the effect is more immediate in terms of it's not delayed. That could be a simple explanation. Now, I haven't spent much time on superconductivity. I'm just saying that that could be a simple explanation. It doesn't have to have a complicated explanation. It could have a very simple explanation. So well, this is just, again, more horse shit. And again, the experiments are the thing that there is a rabbit coming out of the hat. You just said it. Oh, it's a very mysterious thing. Well, mysterious because we don't have an explanation for it. So the whole idea is to come up with an explanation. And guess what? The winner is the guy who comes up with the explanation that's the simplest, frankly. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of Occam's razor. I mean, that's the ambition isn't to create a computer at the origin of the universe and say the computer did it. No, the idea is to say a stick and a stone. You start with a stick and a stone and you explain how the stick and the stone did it.
Theories on how it happens, but me personally, I may not have any idea how that happens. But because we have experimental evidence which does directly say that that phenomenon.
So again, there's not a single experiment I'm denying the existence of. I'm arguing with the interpretations of experiments, so he won't point to an experiment I can't explain. So again, this is such a bullshit accusation that somehow I'm not paying attention to the experimental evidence. Fuck you is what I'm going to say to that. Fuck you, because I've spent so much time looking at the experimental evidence. I've spent literally years worth of my life, okay, watching two-slit experiments and shit like that. So fuck you in that accusation. Shove that up your fucking rabbit's ass.
Happens that I can legally use that without invoking magic. So I can invoke superconductivity, even though I am kind of acting as a, it's kind of an act of faith. I can't explain it, But if I have.
It's not, so you just don't even get the target right. So again, he doesn't even understand the experiment is the thing you're trying to explain, fuckhead. It's not the thing that explains it. It's a piece of evidence, and you have to fit it with all the other pieces of evidence and then explain why it's happening. What exactly is the beastie that left this fingerprint, that broke that branch, that went through that door? And you're just looking for things that'll give you some indication of what's the size and shape of this monster.
Experimental evidence that says that that happens, then that is not magic. Okay? So an example.
So, and again, so what example are you going to give? All right, so I stopped listening somewhere around here just because I'm like, oh, this is just such, he's doubling down on this stupid fucking accusation, this wooicist.
Of magic that dissidents often do is that they will invent, say, a particle or force, or they will invent something.
Right, so I've invented the idea of force, okay, so and charge by pointing out that the simple explanation for why protons are different than electrons and exactly opposite is because they are in fact in a field of stuff that has an opposite effect on them. So all you need to do to fix it, to explain charge, is just to create a force that's doing exactly the opposite as the charges appear to be doing, and it explains it. It's so fucking simple. I can build it on a checkerboard because it's exactly that simple. It's black and red squares and then black and red bits working on the squares. And guess what? If you do that, you can have inverse rules. The two can behave exactly inversely. One is running on the red squares, one is running on the black squares in a chessboard, for example. It's no point explaining to an idiot.
Okay, so this is another characteristic of magic in physics, is that when you hear the invention of something just out of the blue, that is an invocation of magic.
So there's nothing in what I suggested that's out of any blue, okay? The existence of a force moving the speed of light is certainly not out of the blue. The existence of electrons and protons isn't out of any blue. He believes in positrons, antiparticles, for which I can make about a million arguments explaining how it's just nonsense. I mean, where the hell are they? Where's all the antimatter? I mean, it's just such bullshit. It's going to be pulled into the Earth by gravity. So where is it? Oh, too silly.
Because we're expected to take, as a pure act of faith, that is somehow fundamental, but yet have no experiments to demonstrate the
All right, so this is just such a lie. Again, I mean, I just constantly am citing the experimental evidence and how this model explains the experimental evidence. So it's just such a fucking, fuck you. It's just a lie. It's a fucking lie. I mean, damn, there's no other thing to call it. I'm perfectly aware of the experiments. I love researching them. I mean, Faraday's experiments, all the experiments, they're all part of the pool of evidence. Any detective would be an idiot if he didn't pay attention to the experimental evidence. So you're just insulting me by saying there's no experiments. Of course there's experiments. That's exactly what I'm proving the theory with, is experiments. I asked you in the video to pay attention to another subject that I think's, a little more interesting at this moment. My proof against 1/2 mv². And I drew an experiment right there on the board explaining how it works. So, I mean, this is just such a nonsense accusation. Such a slander, frankly. I mean, it's just such a stupid lie.
Distance of whatever thing they've invented. So, if you call it a circulon, an FP, a G1 particle, a G2 particle, whatever on you come up with, that.
Positron, neutrino. You're the one sitting there saying all these conventional names actually have real evidence behind them. Bullshit. Where's your, go ahead, show me the video of a quark, fuckhead. Show me anything that even looks like evidence of a quark. I mean, could you do it without using like 59 PDF files or something full of convoluted mathematics? Is there any way you could prove the existence of a quark with anything like a drawing? I don't think there's a single chance of that happening.
Is, in fact, an act of magic. So now getting specifically to the draft physics hypothesis. So the first thing that they hypothesize is the existence of a force bit. Okay? So I think that's what Gary calls it. force kit. All right. Once again, we are have to take this as an act of faith.
It's not an act of faith. If it's a modeled function. Okay, that this stuff is what pushes everything in the universe. And again, no, wrong graphic. It's also true. All right. It works. And in a sense, it's in Maxwell's drawing. And all it's really saying is if you look at the sun, there's a bunch of crap flying off of the sun. It's obeying the inverse square law, the crap. It gets to us at exactly the same rate as gravity. The light coming off the sun, the crap coming off the sun, it's doing exactly what gravity does. It's just the opposite effect. It's pushing out instead of stuff pushing in. And the theory is perfectly valid to point out that, yes, there's stuff moving the speed of light, and all the forces have been identified to have that function. So what the fuck is this bullshit? That there's just no good reason to believe in a force? Fuck you.
It just happens. This is probably his fundamental, I hate to call it a particle because I don't think it is.
You don't think it is. Well, it is. It has mass. It has moment. It imposes a momentum. So you don't think it's a particle. I don't care. I don't think there's positrons, moron. So again, we're just back to, a ground that can't be covered because we don't agree on anything. I mean, fundamental. We have no fundamental agreements on how the universe functions at all. And yes, I'll just say, I've always found your theories quite preposterous. I mean, I can't make any sense of them. They're completely unpersuasive. Every single video you've made is completely unpersuasive. You get the facts all fucked up and wrong. I mean, you have polarizers going the wrong way. You don't even accept the experimental evidence demonstrates it's the exact opposite of what you're arguing. It doesn't go through the fence and all that kind of crap. You couldn't even do a frickin' little experiment in your house, to explain kinetic energy, and you got it wrong. You didn't even get the idea that you're supposed to double the velocity, not one third the velocity.
It's a thing. It's a fundamental thing. But yet we have no explanation of how that works. Why is it go at the speed of light? We have no experiments.
Why? Again, there's little fundamental facts. I'm saying to you, yes, the universe has electrons in it and it has protons in it. I'm not going to explain their creation. If you think somebody ever is going to do that, I think you have bizarre expectations about what's possible. This is all real tiny shit, and you're not going to find footprints. This evolution, you're never going to get there. Just like it's a real hard for us to even do abiogenesis for our own physical existence. We can't detail the process because the process of the evolution of a DNA molecule is a really small thing, and it doesn't leave fossils and it doesn't leave evidence behind. So it ain't going to happen.
Demonstrate its independent existence, right?
So he's saying I have to demonstrate the with experiments the existence of a speed of force, that I have to experimentally show that magnetism moves at the speed of light. Well, that's already been shown in Maxwell's equations. That was what they first figured out. They already knew magnetism traveled at the speed of light, and then they figured out light travels the speed of magnetism. That's the joke. The one already answered the question. They just found out that, hey, light moves the same speed as the magnetic field moves. I mean, that's the irony of the history. They knew the speed of magnetism before they knew the speed of charge, before they knew the speed of light.
First off, this thing right here, a force bit, is in fact a bit of magic, okay?
Now, fuck you. It's just it's silly jargon, okay? So, again, just what's the point? I don't think you have any hard evidence of the existence of any antiparticle ever talked about, okay? Go show me one of your anti-whatever it is, the anti-proton. What the fuck? And the anti-neutron. Bullshit.
Any theory has its fundamental basis. And something which has no explanation, has no experiments to demonstrate it.
Oh, fuck you. It's just too silly. There's no experiments demonstrating that there's something moving in the universe at the speed of light. Bullshit. Every single phenomenon that involves one of these invisible fields has involved something moving the speed of light. This is just such a stupid. I'm going to discount the theory because it doesn't fit into your theory. That's the only problem here. My theory replaces yours entirely. Yours becomes moot and irrelevant and nonsensical. Touché. I mean, you know, what's the point?
It must be taken as an act of faith. Isn't that magical?
Oh, fuck you.
So let's take a look at the video here directly to show you how he directly pulls a rabbit out of a hat.
Fuck you.
Now, if the red bit hits it, so the red bit comes in and hits an electron, it goes right through and it comes out a green bit, okay, an electron bit. All right.
Wow, that's amazing. A red bit comes in, hits the electron, goes right through it, and becomes a green bit. Now, I don't know about you, but that's literally the definition of pulling a...
The fact is, I don't know if they're red and green, okay? The point is that this is the functions. These are the properties something has to have. If you don't think protons and electrons have to have distinctly different properties to function exactly the opposite in exactly the same circumstance. So I put a proton in the circumstance, it behaves exactly opposite to the electron. So you don't think those two things have to have something about them. One is square, one is round. One is triangular, one is hexagonal. One has to be distinctly different than the other one to behave exactly opposite to the other one in exactly the same environmental conditions. You don't understand that? You think that's magic? Well, if that's magic, every single theory that will ever be proposed to describe what charge is going to be magic in your opinion, all right? And discounted in this fucking frivolous, superficial bullshit manner by assholes like you. So, yeah, fuck you and this stupid argument. Oh, I'm not allowed to give electrons and protons properties, functions. And I only gave them two, for fuck's sake. It's not like I gave them 22 or 42 or 442. I gave them two fucking properties. Oh, shit.
A rabbit out of a hat, right? Because we have to take completely as an act of faith that's what happens to red bits and electrons, right? And if you ask Gary, I believe we discussed this before, and he has said the one thing I said you cannot say, which is that you cannot know, or that it's fundamental, right? That is a pretty complicated action for a red bit to...
Okay, it's not that complicated, okay? It's like saying it goes in not spinning, it comes out spinning. I mean, it's not very complicated. It's not very, it's not computer science. All right, it doesn't come out with antennas and eyeballs and a nose and a mouth and an anus and a tail. No, it's not that much of a huge, gigantic, whoa, what a something amazingly bizarre has to happen. No, it's pretty simple.
Turn into a green bit. Plus, we're not even exactly sure what that green or what makes it green or what makes it red, since, you know, this is a force bit. So, you know, one of them's red, one of them's green. How do you know?
You don't. The point is that it is a very simple mechanism creates attraction and repulsion exactly as charges represent them. So something this simple solves the problem, explains. Again, I've named that tune in two notes. I mean, you know... It's going to be any attempt you're going to come. You're not even going to come anywhere close to doing the same thing. So go ahead and tell me why electrons and protons explain the inverse relationship between their attraction and repulsion.
Which makes it a bit of magic. And so once again, we have no explanation for how this conversion is done. We have absolutely no supporting corroborating experiments.
All right, so fuck that. I mean, again, the corroborating experiments have already been through. I have given more insight into the function of the two-slit experiment than anyone in the history of humans on Earth frankly, I've revealed the trick, okay, completely. So, fuck you. This is just a bullshit accusation.
To demonstrate that this sort of thing can happen. I mean, really, this is a very, very strict and hard to meet criteria for it to not be magic. But for example, if his hypothesis brought things down to like the Newtonian level, right? So that all you need.
Yeah, that's all it is. So frankly, I'm arguing Newton's physics. Frankly, shit. It's momentum. I said it in the video. The only thing there is momentum. That's it in the universe. The moment. It's a momentum universe. It's a push momentum universe. I mean, you can't get much more Newtonian than that. Fuck it. It's actually more Descartesian than Newtonian, but regardless.
Was it literally explained, like, you know, why is it when a billiard ball hits this other billiard ball, it goes, you know, that direction, right? If you could break it down to something that we know, because even this, perhaps, you know, how this collision works, you know, you might not even know particularly exactly how that works.
Oh, please. I mean, look, those interactions are just about whether you can get all the energy into something or only part of the energy, and that's all. So if they have different masses, they can't do the monetary conversion. So I've already compared this. I've already put this into a simple model of exchanges of currency and all that kind of crap. Momentum works fine. That's my whole point. Momentum works fine as an explanation for what you get as the end product. The end product will have, look, you're bringing energy in one way and the other thing has no energy. And all you're saying is no matter what happens, all the energy has to be accounted for. So either this will contain all of the momentum, or they will split the momentum. This will have some percentage of it, and this will have a reflection. They'll still have the other percentage. Or they both go off in the same direction. Doesn't matter. You have to just add up all the motion afterwards and say, yes, that's the same momentum. And I would argue that there's no experimental evidence demonstrating anything else. And I have, again, shown the experiments, the Professor Lewin experiment with the suspicious mass of the cart. I mean, I've been through all this crap.
Likely that just happens, but since we can demonstrate in experiments that this sort of thing happens, then you can reliably use that as a basis for your theory.
Right, so my whole theory is made out of momentum everywhere. That's all about momentum for the little bits, hitting the matter bits. I've said right in the video, it's a push universe. When you're pushing something, it weighs as much as you. You have to go half as fast. So all of that was in the video he's calling a magic video. So again, just such horse shit.
But as a basis for your theory, you cannot just say red bits turn into green bits, right?
Of course you can, if it explains the phenomenon. So yes, if that's all you have to say, okay, we'll never really know why that happens because it's such a small universe, this tiny little stuff, we're really probably never going to be able to see the hair on these objects. You're never going to take a picture of them. There's no physical way to interact with them that will ever give us any details of their structure. It's just not going to happen. So all you can do is model them. And that's it. There is no other choice, Franklin. Ugh, God. And you have to come up with a model that fits the evidence. And my argument is that I have done that, fucker.
Is literal magic that is pulling rabbit out of hat. And that is why I continue to assert that much of what Gary's hypothesis is based on these six rules. But each one of these six rules, unfortunately, violate all these criteria for magic.
Oh, whatever. So again, it doesn't violate anything, okay? But everything you've suggested is a violation in the sense that you support none of it with a fucking rational drawing. You can't draw your fucking theory. You can't draw your stupid field. You can't draw a single fucking bit of it making any fucking sense. Again, I'm going to make empty space into heavy mass. And then I'm going to say, oh, it's just not affected by gravity for a magical reason. Yeah, positrons aren't affected by gravity. Fuck you.
That they're all magic. So, sorry, Gary, but, you know, that's the way I see it. And I'm
okay,
sure...
well, the way I see it is you're a rude little shitty putz. Okay, that's the way I see it. I gave you an opportunity to say, yeah, okay, I better not use this kind of language if I'm talking to some other dissident because, frankly, I'd be offended if somebody said it to my face. So you're just a little shit talker. So yeah, fuck you.
You'll have a reply from me soon. Thank you.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. All right, so go ahead and make another one of your 5-minute videos or something. I'll just rip it a new asshole. Okay, you little fuck. You little shit-talking fuck shit. You couldn't do better than this. I mean, what a pile of crap. So, time will tell. That's the big fact sitting in this whole room is the big fact is time is going to test these theories. All right, and I'm quite confident that after the test of time, you are going to be on the ash heap of shit talker. Okay, stupid, ignorant, obnoxious, arrogant shit talker. So, congratulations for being an asshole. Okay. Ugh. So now, I'll make a video of Brozo's retarded comment that I haven't read yet, but it's here. He has more than one. Oh, it's a monstrous thing. So we'll make separate videos, because I also want to get to the unsucker guy. Because, he just made this video. It's just so bad. There's just nobody rational on this planet. Everybody's a fucking kook. All right, so anyway, disappointing. But yes, it's always been awkward with Franklin. I mean, like I said, I don't dislike Franklin. It's like a Feynman thing. You know, he's quirky, he's weird, you know, hey, he's interesting. All right, but yeah, fuck, he can't do physics for shit. You know, so there's no point. Ugh. Anyway, till the next time, and such.